Welcome back, listeners, to another episode. Instead of SH. I'm not doing it over. I guess so. I guess today. Welcome back to another episode of the Sports Shots Pod. My name's Isaiah. You should know the voice. And Kyle's the other voice. And you should know our ethnicities by our voice. Well, maybe not mine. I don't have a hard accent.
No, you don't.
I do not. So, but, you know, I was born here, that's why. So, Ice, settle down. I'm here, but I'm from here.
He lives in Harlingen.
he's over there. Bye-ya.
La migra. Vámonos.
So, we had... Wait, hold on. I'm about to get ahead of myself. Let's decide. Let's tell what we have in our cups. I have a couple beers, but I'm going to take a shot of this Angel's Envy so I can feel it running through my body. You know how it is. So that's what I'm about to do right now. And while I'm doing that, Kyle's going to tell you what he's drinking. You're on mute, sir.
I'm tired of being on mute. I'm not doing that again. Hennessy. Because y'all just YouTube that part from the Boondocks when Gangstalicious was rapping, when he was rapping about Hennessy, and that's what I did. I'm not doing that again. Too bad I was on mute.
Ah. Yeah, that's what I'm drinking. And I'm washing down the shot with beer. So. But as I was saying prior, when I almost got ahead of myself, we had championship weekend. Eagles beat the Commanders. Chiefs beat the Bills. But let's start with the first game, which was the NFC game. So, Jalen Hurts, for the first time this playoffs, did have over 150 yards passing, right? But if you watch the game, I don't think it was a passing game that beat the Commanders.
Isaiah, why don't you tell the listeners what you hate so much about the Eagles and Jalen Hurts in particular?
Oh, yes. Now, we all know one of the most impressive feats Jalen Hurts has is his rushing touchdowns. Right? So, now, what rushing touchdowns doesn't tell you is the distance of those rushing touchdowns.
Doesn't matter. A touchdown is a touchdown.
Sure. Yeah, 6 points is 6 points, even if the kicker gets it on a fake. Right? But when you don't even do anything to get the touchdown, you got guys in front of you pushing, guys behind you pushing.
Yeah, you just exactly. Sit he's there. He's getting sandwiched, and you know, he's as much as we love the sport. I definitely would not want to be in that position.
Getting paid millions of dollars to have his hands on his ass and push his face into more asses. You know,
is it worth $50 million though? Would you do that?
It is. I'll do it again for $50 million. But to be even think about getting awards for it, you know. But like we say, you know, it's a stat. Stats don't lie, I guess. Until they come up with an average rushing touchdown distance stat.
You hate the tush push. You hate the tush push as much as I hate a lot of these stupid ass metrics in baseball.
Almost, yeah. I would say. Yeah,
and anyone that wants to completely eradicate batting average as at least one method of criteria of evaluating a player, like, that pisses me off too. So I guess we're on the same level with that.
Yeah, I just don't like, I was okay with it for getting the touchdowns, but then now they do it for, like, first downs.
Hey, if it works, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Yeah, that's not wrong. It's just, you know, I think that's why they ban things in sports. You know what I'm saying? That's why certain things are banned. Like, for example, if the ball passes on a scrimmage, you cannot pass it again forward. Right? It's too easy.
You pass it backwards, huh?
Yes, you can, but you can't pass it forward.
You see how confusing football is? No, for real though, football is the most confusing sport because why is it the only sport where literally everything has to be explained and has to go to review. I mean, they do it in basketball too, but not as much. It's not as much in football and not as critical.
So. But anyway, but Super Bowl is in 2 weeks. We'll discuss the Super Bowl in the next episode once it gets closer. But we're going to do something for the first time. And we're going to do a tier list. Now, a tier list of what? It's the tier list of the quarterbacks of this season. And let me put this over here so I can organize.
You got somebody that really wants to be in there with you.
I know, man. Sam is asking to be have a shout out in the pod.
Gotta give it to him.
I will. So excuse all the ads, but this is gonna be a video.
Gosh, man, I don't want to see all these Asian hookers.
No, listen. We don't want to get canceled. I have to bleep that out.
Come on, man. Cut off those web pages.
The hookers. Not the hookers. The Asians. No, I'm just kidding. But so
we're gonna send it back to China.
We are gonna do a tier list based off the performance of the QBs of this past season, not of their career, not what we think they're gonna do in the future, what they've done this season, and so. We're going to start with the NFC North. And the first one up is Goff. Mr. Jared Goff. Now, Goff came second in yards, 4,600 yards, 37 passing touchdowns, 12 picks. They were number one in the NFC. Short-lived. So
very short-lived.
Very short-lived. So, but where do we... Hold on, what is going on over here? Alright. Where do we think Goff goes? Now, just to point out, just to inform the listeners, S tier is exceptional. Like, above it, A grade. Like, say you get an A in school, but there's a new grade. It's called S. That's S tier. That's, you know, above the best. And then you have A, B, C, D, and F, right? Your typical grade averages in school. Right, but right now we're going to focus on Mr. Jared Goff. So, Kyle, me and you could decide where does he fall under. Now, obviously we could eliminate S. You know. I think we could eliminate A.
What was A again?
A is just like an A grade, right? Mm-hmm. The only thing that's different is just the S tier. S tier is like above, like the best of the best. Right?
Well, he's definitely not S.
No. Yeah, agreed. So he did. He was second in yards. Has a good head coach around them. Two monster running backs. Good receivers. Split. I mean,
it wasn't even all his fault. Their defense was just battered and bruised, and they sucked at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. You're absolutely right. So I'm stuck between A and B tier.
I'll actually leave him at A because A? Him at A.
I like that. I like that. We'll leave him at A tier. Next guy we got up is Mr. Love. Jordan Love for the Packers. Now, I'm just going to run through his stats for the people real quick. If I can find him right here.
And it just mirrors exactly what Brett Favre did.
Yeah. So, Love, 3,300 yards, 25 touchdowns, 11 receptions. I think he was hurt this season. A little bit.
Yes, he was. Right. Missed a couple games. Came out a lot because Malik Willis had a lot of extra time.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And just to also inform the listener, we could put as many quarterbacks as we want as in any tier that we want to.
Yeah, so that means that if they all suck, they're all going to suck.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, I'm hesitant. Now, he's not an S or A. I think we could both come to a mutual agreement that he does not even... longer than A tier for this season. Right. They did make it to playoffs.
I mean, he had less picks than Goff.
This is true. Yeah. He had less picks. I think he's better than D tier. I wouldn't put him at D tier. So that just leaves us between B and C. So where would you put this cheesehead? What are you thinking?
What's the lowest? C?
Lowest is F. Like,
lowest you got F grade. Okay. Well, it's definitely not that.
K, Can you see my screen if you put it up?
It's very small.
Oh, it is? Okay. Huh. All right. I don't know if I could fix that. But I think we should put him in... I'm going to put him in B tier. I think in B tier.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Because... Why are we punishing him?
Exactly. You know?
But like, what would be... Like, what would be his flaw? Hmm.
Yeah, it's true. I guess his flaw is not even his flaw, but like lack of receivers, right? But that's not on him. You know?
Man, he's a gunslinger. He's going to take chances.
Yep.
Every pass, 50-50 can get picked off. Some were bad picks, and then some he just challenged a lot. So, like, I keep him under Goff for right now, just because of where they finished, and he'll suffer because the team lost also a week earlier.
Yeah, no, yeah, I like that. Now, next on the list in NFC North, we got Caleb Williams, Mr. First Pick in the Draft.
Now, not an F, just no. Above F.
At D, I agree with you. I think since how loaded they try to make the roster for him and the performance that came out of that with him at the helm, they even made him captain right off the back. I think D tier is reasonable. Now, he had 3,500 yards, 20 touchdowns, 6 picks, which is pretty good. Didn't really turn the ball over. But with what he had and what he brought out of that,
he made it. It was there was a lot of poor decision making, and I still hold that Detroit loss on Thanksgiving on him. You got to have better awareness.
Agreed. Yeah. So we'll leave the man the D tier. And now for the last quarterback in NFC North, we have the Mr. Comeback, Mr. Unicorn. Sam Darnold. Now, obviously, we know last game of the season, Lions Vikings was a battle for the first seed. It was very short lived for the Vikings as well. But not going based off of Sam Darnold's past, where do we think the man is now? I don't want to put him with.
I put him right with
Caleb. I think I have to.
Yeah, put him right with Caleb, because when the lights get too bright, he'll still fail.
Yeah. Now, you know, 4,300 yards, 35 touchdowns, 12 picks, respectable. Without a doubt, respectable. But then once you just
have better that, with those receivers.
Oh, you're not wrong. He has a good 1-2 punch combo. You know, and great defense. Really good defense. Did have some outlier games with 5 passing touchdowns or something like that, or 400 yards. But I would put him in that D tier. But that's the NFC North. Moving on to NFC South. Let's go with another guy that we shouldn't judge on his pass. Baker Mayfield. Another playoff team. Had great receivers. Chris Godwin got out early, but one of the best receivers, I think, in our time. As in Mike Evans.
He's our generation Jerry Rice.
Yes. Okay, I was going to say he's like right after Larry Fitz. I know we saw Larry Fitz play, right? But that's kind of who comes to mind.
He's like a step above Fitz. Ooh. And especially having a Super Bowl.
Yes, he does. He has a Fitz did play in the Super Bowl, didn't win, but Evans does have a Super
Damn
Bowl.
Damn near tried to win for him. I still remember that catch and run.
Yep. Exactly. Now, Baker, let me list off his stats right real quick.
71%.
Yep. 4,500 yards exactly. 41 touchdowns, 16 picks. Yeah, I think
he was chucking him. He was chucking him. I think he led the league in picks.
Did he? Let me see. I will tell you that right now. If it'll come on. Yes, he did. He tied with Kirk Cousins.
And Kirk didn't even play to last like 3 or 4 games.
Yeah. So the fuck they're paying him for. I want to put him in A tier because of the yards and touchdowns and making playoffs, but the picks is just what's like. When you lead the league in interceptions, that's kind of, you know.
That's yeah, you could put him in that same level with Love.
With Love, B tier. Yeah, that's fair. That's more than fair. A is kind of pushing it, but I like the B tier. Moving on to the next team in NFC South, we got Bryce Young, the man who stepped it up this year.
Now, see, he would have been in the D tier, because that's the D, right?
Mm-hmm. With Caleb and Darnold.
But with how hard he played towards the end, that bumped him up to C, because he has potential. There's potential. Agreed. He showed that. Okay, there is a flash. We can't, if he sucked this year the way he did his rookie year, then you would have been like, okay, it's, you about to start getting that B label on you for where you was drafted. But,
right.
You know, he damn near took out the Chiefs and beat the Falcons in the last game of the season. You know, I think they had another win also down the stretch. So
didn't they beat someone for playoffs? Like then, like the Falcons, right?
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, they beat the Falcons at the playoffs. So he's right where he needs to be, and they're he has a chance. So we'll see what they do. You know, that owner, he's kind of a dumbass. he's not on. He's kind of like Jerry Jones. I'm talking about David Tepper. He's more like a Jerry Jones than he'd be a Dan Snyder.
Agreed. So, our first C-tier quarterback, Bryce Young. Moving on to the next. Now, we're only going to go one quarterback for this team. Since he played the most, we're going to move on to Kirk Cousins. Like mentioned before, he led the league in interceptions and while making $100 million and for that, right?
And I'm not just giving him the F. I'm giving it to the Falcons because what the hell? Like, why did you create this mess with signing him but then drafting Penix?
Exactly.
So everyone gets an F all the way around.
You should just put the whole Falcons team. Like you said, F. Where is this? There he is, right here. F tier for Kirk. 18 touchdowns, 16 receptions, led the league. F tier. Simple as that. No more discussion. Now the Saints. The Saints kind of bounce around QBs.
Derek Carr. F.
I'm gonna pick all the quarterbacks that play for the Saints. Spencer Rattler. F. Derek Carr. Where are you? There you are. F. You're all in F. And that Derek Carr, especially F, for tricking us to think he's the number one fantasy quarterback early on.
He ain't tricked me. His last name is Carr. You should know what to expect.
Don't matter if it's Derek or David. You know? That
David didn't have a line, though. He did not have an offensive line.
This is true.
So, yeah. Not gonna.
Agreed. Moving on to the NFC East, we got the man in the Super Bowl himself, Jalen Hurts. So, this is where me and you might disagree. Right? Now, before I give my statement, let me read off.
Just go ahead and put him in an S.
Okay, so 2,900 yards passing.
Stop focusing on the passing yards.
Hold on. 18 passing touchdowns to 5 picks. Not bad. All right? Not bad. Now, I have to.
The man made plays.
From the 1 yard line. But
if that 1 yard line scored 6, that's all that fucking matters.
But you do have to take into account his rushing stats, right? So I'm gonna read off the rushing stats. Why is it in splits? why are you like this? Don't give me the splits over here. Why is the, see, this is why I don't use the NFL website for stats. This is just
what? Use the 411 network.
I was going to. I don't know why I didn't. Actually, I'm going to now. ESPN. Okay, I'll cut the small bit out. But we need this. Okay, stats. NFL. Not postseason. I want to do postseason. Do regular season, all right? Come on now. Come on now, Shimona. Almost there, folks. Sorry for the delay. I'm not even going to hear this anyway. Alrighty.
This is awesome. Yeah, this wait time. You know what you should do? You should put like either the Jeopardy tone or like some type of elevator music over this.
Oh my gosh, even they don't give me just his rushing stats. Now I gotta rely on Pro Football Reference. Why do they do this to me? This is my fault for not being prepared also, but anyway. Where are you? Oh wow, here we go, rushing stats. Thanks, Pro Football. So you had 630 yards rushing, 14 rushing touchdowns. Impressive. Also nine fumbles. You're on mute, sir, if he's talking about his fumbles.
When you like got guys ripping and clawing at your arm, I mean, that's gonna happen. Like, cause you know you're putting the team on your back.
Well, we're not talking about Saquon here. We're talking about Jalen Hurts. I say he belongs in B.
Both here. Put the team on the back. You say what?
B.
Wow, not even you have him under golf.
Yes.
Wow, that's just disrespect. Yes. Nah, man, put him in fucking A. Put him in. He's in the Super Bowl, man. Come on, man. Put him in A.
What do you think he belongs to? Like in your opinion, you said S tier, right?
If I was being over the top, nah, put him with golf. We're not gonna say Goff had a better overall season than
Hurts. He had more touchdowns than yards total, just passing. With less talent, dare I say.
We're gonna flip a coin. All I got is a penny. Fine.
All right.
All I got is a penny.
Tells for B. You tells for B.
Fuck his heads, let's go.
Alright, A tier, whatever. The coin has spoken. Anyway, after that long debate, moving on to the next guy. Daniel Jones. No. Jaden Daniels. Let's go Jaden Daniels next. The man who just lost. So, just real quick, I'm going to list off the stats. 3,500 passing yards, 25 touchdowns. Another scramble, dual threat QB. As you say, rookie, gotta take that into consideration.
I'm not knocking him anyway when I put him here at this level, because I'll put him in the B tier.
Okay,
it's just I think if he won the game, he would have been an A. But because he lost, that's why. So I guess I am not going to. I'll leave it at that.
I'm going to agree with you. I think it's B tier. Stats are good. Stats are great.
They're good. He made plays when he had to. You wouldn't expect a rookie to take you all the way to your conference championship. So you gotta give the boy his flowers. But winning the game, he would have been in the A tier. So
agreed. Agreed. Now this one should be
quick. And it wasn't even their his fault. They fumbled the ball. They everyone had alligator arms.
True. Now this one should be very quick. Daniel Jones.
Moving on.
Do we even put him on the list?
I'm not even wasting my I'm not even letting the Google algorithms give me any random Daniel Jones shit by looking them up.
All right, I just put them. I put them right next to their car.
Yeah, there you go.
Next man, Dak Prescott. Now, no higher than C. I think we could both agree that.
No what?
No higher than C.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, put him there.
Yeah, I mean, again, we don't have to discuss. Plus,
and then he missed the rest of the season. So, like,
you know,
he doesn't suck, but he ain't great.
45 mil next year. 45 mil, this guy.
And Jaden Daniels did more to him in 1 year.
Exactly. Now, that concludes the East. Last division in the NFC. We're moving on to the West. Let's start with Mr. Stafford. Matthew Stafford.
B.
3,700 yards. Only 20 touchdowns, 8 picks. I think only because he led his team to playoffs, I think B is more than fair.
Yeah. Oh, it's plenty enough. I mean, dude still gets it done. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Looking at it now, let's ask the question again. Since sure. Both teams are out, who won the trade?
I have to say the Rams. They have a Super Bowl.
Still the Rams.
Lions have been dominant, but that's it.
Being dominant.
Is
for one season?
Well, they were pretty good last season. Made all the NFC championships.
It wasn't dominant, but yeah.
Well,
they're getting in their own way, because that window is going to close real quick for Detroit. Because I thought this year they had to do it. I don't know how you come back, and I don't even know. And Philly is looking like they're trying to be the KC of the NFC. So
yeah, that's how it's looking. I gotta give a shout out to y'all's GM, man, to the Eagles GM. He picks the best player available and it works. Not surprisingly, right? Shockingly, he just lets the draft fall to them. That's why they got Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, who's the other big man from Georgia, the Jordan Davis.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, Jerry Jones just got to take notes, but you know he's. Yeah. We know how that goes.
Yep. Moving on to the other quarterback in NFC West. Geno Smith. A lot of yards. 4,300 yards. 21 touchdowns to 15 picks. Not that great. 70 completion percentage. That's high. That is good. No playoffs, though. No playoff team. Now, I don't... Do we put him with Dak and Young, or do we put him with...
Yeah. You
know, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I mean... because everyone else above him are playoff quarterbacks. So,
yes.
Just leave him there.
Agreed. Moving on. Kyler Murray. Mr. 5'7".
Mr. Call of Duty. Double XP.
Basically, we can do not drop him or trade him away before the new Call of Duty comes out. It is statistically proven that he does not do well.
Did I tell you about my experience with Kyler Murray?
No. Tell me. Share.
So it was me, my sister. My homeboy Brandon from home and one of Melissa's friends rode up to Dallas. Our one and only time I've been inside Jerry World. It was for my high school. They made state like two, three years after.
Oh my gosh, Kyle!
I graduated. Hold on.
What year was this?
Around 2013, 2014.
Oh, okay. I thought you'd say 2015, 2016, because I was there for that state championship.
So y'all were next to be slayed after us by Sir Kyler Murray.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just saying I went to the state championship and my team was nowhere in it.
No, and you know what? Your school probably wouldn't have been 6A, right?
It was 6A when 6A got established, yeah.
Okay, well, it might have been 5A.
Still. I don't know why. don't know why we were in 6A. Bunch of Mexicans playing football. That did.
Hey, y'all going up against these schools in Houston, San Antonio, exactly, Austin. Exactly. Y'all get once slaughtered.
Once we passed Corpus, it was over. There was no chance. Absolutely no chance.
No, but yeah, man, we you know, we go up there, we thinking, oh shit, we finally here. Get tore the fuck up by this little 14-year-old freshman by the name of Kyler Murray. The first of his four straight state titles in the state of Texas.
Oh, unheard of. That's why I wouldn't go see him my senior year. I was like, no way this guy hasn't lost and won straight titles.
But, dude, yeah. But, man, yeah. I seen him just running up and down the field like nothing, man. Like, shit.
Exactly. But do we agree to put him in CC tier? Put him with Geno, Young, and
Dak? Yeah. I leave him there.
All right. Last quarterback of the NFC, Brock Purdy. The drop-off from last year. I know we're not grading from last year. Definitely a drop-off from last year, though.
It's still a drop-off. Yeah.
I wouldn't put him in B tier. Ayuk got hurt. Debo was a diva. Still had Kittle. C seems like reasonable, right?
Yeah.
Put him there. I mean, we basically put almost the whole NFC West in C tier besides Stafford.
Basically.
But, yeah, but that concludes the NFC. Moving on to the AFC. AFC North, Joe Burrow. Now,
A.
I'm going to make a case for S.
Man, why?
Led in passing yards, led in passing touchdowns. Also helped his receiver win the triple
crown. No, you and you're just doing that because you beat me in fantasy. That's why.
And had that combo, Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow, and beat you, went undefeated against you in fantasy. So it's S tier for me, A tier for you. We go.
We're gonna flip a coin. We're flipping. That's
fine.
A coin.
Fine. Flip it. But by the way, this is probably the only S tier candidate, though. So I'm just letting you know that. Right. S for tails.
S for tails.
Yep.
Put him in S.
Let's go, baby. Joe Burrow, S tier. Joe Scheisty, the man. Our first S tier QB. Deserved. I want to say, well deserved? Deserved. Right. Defense didn't help him at all.
But this is true.
I mean, I won't say his stats. All you need to know is he led in yards, led in touchdowns. That's all you know. All right. Moving to almost the equal quarterback, Lamar Jackson. Now, nothing lower than A.
We both agree. Nothing lower than an A.
Lower than A. Do we put him in S? Maybe.
Nah.
Made it to the divisional, but lost.
He is going to be the MVP, most likely.
Over Josh? That's a tough part. This is.
We'll get to that. We'll discuss that. We'll have that debate next week. Before they do, because we should record before the awards, because the awards is usually that Thursday, so we'll discuss that. A is fine.
I think A is good. S kind of might be a little bit pushing it, but A is good. Yeah. Over 4,000 yards, almost 1,000 yards rushing too. Best dual threat quarterback in this game. Quote me, I don't care. I do not care.
He's basically the only one. He's right. He's at this point. He already passed Vic.
He did. All right. Moving on to the lesser of the NFC North, but not the last. Russell Wilson. He's not Let's Ride anymore. Whatever he is, but they weren't a playoff team, right? I'm trying to remember. I don't remember who was wild card.
Yeah, they was. They got beat by the Ravens. He's in the C category.
I think that's fair. That's straight. C category. Now, the Browns. Jameis Winston? Or do you want me to put all Browns in F? Put Watson in there?
Man, the only reason why I wouldn't put all Browns in the F is because Winston kind of balled out and he bumped up to a D, but overall, the ratio, the body of work, everyone is an F. Sorry, Jameis.
All right, I'm putting Winston in D, Watson in F. You're the one I'm talking about, Watson. I'm gonna put him in F.
Just go. Man, get that fucking Peter off the list.
All right, back to the bench. You stay there with Bailey Zappi. All right, that's a AFC North. Moving on to AFC South, your favorite QB, CJ Stroud. Talk to me. Make the argument. If you don't make the argument,
I'll put him in C. Oh, that's where he belongs because he made a step back this season. Wasn't all his fault. I mean, he got beat the shit this year with that line, but he
also lost Tank Dell and Nico for a little bit too.
Yeah, but overall body of work for this season, he's in the C.
Agreed. 20 passing touchdowns, average.
I basically watched every game for the Texans this season. He was good, but he wasn't flashy. Like we
agreed.
You know, you wanted him to build on what he did his rookie season, and that did not happen this year.
Agreed. Moving on to the next team, the Titans. Will Levis, slap him an F. Does he even deserve a D? Pause.
I was about to finish that, but I'm glad you paused.
Weird fact, this man puts mayo in his coffee.
Yeah, put him an L for that shit. Fucking weirdo.
Easy grade. Anthony Richardson.
This dude is either giving you a 70-yard bomb or a fucking pick. No in between.
None. Not a single. It's either this or that.
He's a D.
Nothing else. I completely agree with you on that. I'm trying to find my list. He barely beat Joe Flacco in yards. And he had 8 passing touchdowns with 12 interceptions. I think D is good enough.
From a fantasy perspective, you want your flex spot to be like a, you know, all or nothing for the week. Not your quarterback.
Agreed. Moving on to the next quarterback, the last quarterback, Trevor Lawrence for the AFC South.
F.
I'm agree with you on that. This is his fourth year now, his third or fourth year. He should already be established.
He throws too many picks.
If he was Mr. Fabio, you know what I'm saying? He was a highly, highly, highly graded guy.
Now, granted, that organization is complete dog shit.
Agreed. Half of the AFC South is more than half is either D or F,
besides Trump. Which basically describes the AFC South.
Yep. Moving on, that's half the AFC already. Moving on to AFC East. Moving on to a guy who probably will win the MVP, Josh Allen.
Boy, man, he missed out on that exceptional if he had won. So, into the A category, you go.
Yes, agreed. I think if he would have beat Mahomes at, you know, in Kansas City, S tier. But he didn't get it done. You'll probably win the MVP. Had a great season. Don't have any, you know, Pro Bowl wide receivers or anything like that. But
you met the Buffalo standard. We lose them at fours.
Exactly. Follow in Jim Kelly's footsteps, but not that great. Would you say he's better than Jim Kelly, right?
Already, duh.
He is, even though Kelly went to four Super Bowls. I mean that's
a different era.
It is. I mean, I say that because that's the only argument, right? Is
four
appearances, you know. So,
maybe if you didn't want. Well, I'm not gonna. We can't blame all four losses on Kelly, especially the first one,
or Bruce Smith.
So, yeah.
But yeah, I agree. Moving on to Hakua. I'm sorry, that's the last time I'll ever say that. I promise. But Tua.
Not you know what you know because I be texting arm barring to you, so I guess you
I get one
people. So like Isaiah freaking hates that term where, you know, the softies are trying to are starting to get into baseball and shit, and we're trying to it was true where someone protested talking about that is derogatory to animals or some shit. Let me see. Mm-hmm. Let's be factual here.
Go ahead. Tua, I'm gonna talk a little bit about Tua while you look it up. He was hurt. You always like wince when that man gets like hit. You know, when he gets slacked or slammed.
His mama don't love him.
Someone doesn't. He's trying to prove something to someone. You know, when you have to talk to multiple doctors to get a yes, that's when you know you should stop, right? That's when you know you should just like, all right, put it.
Some of the memes are kind of fucked up. Talking about when it was like on NFL memes, when it was like the Thanksgiving picture. I think he said something like Happy Easter when it was Thanksgiving or some shit. Like, it's fucked up.
He only played 11 games, but 2,800 yards, 19 touchdowns. That's okay for 11 games. 7 picks. See, I don't think he deserves. He's D tier, but I mean, I'll be on the bowl, putting him in C tier. What do you think?
Who for Hot Tua?
Yeah, for Tua.
C
tier.
Yeah.
All right, you go up there right next to your.
And yeah, we are correct. PETA tried to petition MLB to change it to armbar, and it was made in October 21. I knew that's where I got that shit from, and you hated it.
I did. And you texted just to piss me off. That's all you're doing that for. Moving on to the next team in the AFC East. Mr. Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers!
What a absolute shit show for the Jets.
Come on, it's the Jets. What do you expect?
Like, how do you get rid of Robert Saleh over Aaron Rodgers? I mean, I get sales, but I mean, I'll put him with Anthony Anderson.
I feel sorry for every 7 or 8 year old little boy in New York who's learning football and he's getting ready to choose his teams, and his local teams in his town are complete dog shit. And he has nowhere else to look. And what's sad is that his dad is probably a Giants or a Jet. And he may fall in line with loyalty.
Yeah, and let's go over his stats real quick. 3,800 yards, 28 touchdowns, 11 picks, 60% completion. I mean, would you put him in C tier?
D.
D, I agree. Put him in D tier. Put him next to Anthony Richardson as Sam makes another appearance on the podcast. Sam the Cat. Moving on.
And it's only because his resume why he's not in the F.
Yeah, even though this is not supposed to be based off the past, but you know, you gotta get some credit, you know. Last quarterback in AFC East, Drake May. Now, obviously I'm a Patriots fan. Drake May didn't start the first 6 games. I would be okay with putting him in D. I would want him in C tier.
Okay, that's where the fuck he belongs.
Whoa, okay, come on. Alright, I was sympathetic, alright? I was trying to be real. I want him in C tier just because what he did of what he had. They even got rid of the coach after 1 year. That's how bad this whole thing was. Right? They got rid of all the coaches. This year. I'm not even joking about that. The man don't got a receiver.
Right before Black History Month.
I'm glad. No, I'm just kidding.
Asshole.
I know. I'm terrible. I'm sorry. I'll put him in D tier. We're basing it off of this year, right? He made some great plays that are promising for the future. But the record
But was not
promising.
Telling.
No. Exactly. So, D tier. That's fine. I'm okay with that. Moving on to the last division, the AFC West. Let's talk about the man that might three-peat, which I think he might do it. But Patrick Mahomes. Now, before we say anything, I do want to point out, Mr. Mahomes, right? 3,900 yards, 26 touchdowns, 11 picks. This is just regular season. Aaron Rodgers has better stats. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. Now, I think for this season, I'll put him in B or C. I get it. It's Mahomes. He made it to the Super Bowl. I understand. But they have a great defense.
And he's still going to make the plays that needs to be made to win the game. So he goes into it a B. Just because this season is based off just this season, it's a B.
You know what? I'm gonna put him in D tier, and I'm gonna take a screenshot, put that like as a thumbnail, so people could be mad. But
oh man, you trying to have our inbox blow up? We don't need a bunch of KC emails.
I'm trying to get views, trying to get viewership up. That's fine, hate or not, they're watching. You know, but yeah,
I'm fucking put him in the D. Fuck him.
All right, next man, Justin Herbert. Improvement, slow improvement. Maybe that's the hard Harbaugh effect. You know, you get rid of Keenan Allen, you get rid of Mike Williams.
It's kind of easy when you got a running game, so you took the pressure off you.
Yeah,
but no higher than a B.
Agreed. 3,800 yards, 22 touchdowns, only 3 picks. Very impressive. Very, very impressive. But agreed. B tier, you go. Second to last quarterback on the list. I just put the Raiders.
A big, fat, black F.
You know, I don't even know what... I can't remember off the top of my head. This guy. There you go. That's what O'Connell looks like. Minshew too, Gardner Minshew. Get in there, buddy. Both F tiers. Right? Raiders, guys are crazy fans, but this is the honest truth.
Most of them are felons.
Most of them. Most of them are. That's why they wear a lot of paint to hide their identity.
If you see a Dodger fan, he's most likely a Raider fan, and they most likely got a shiv.
Exactly. Now, moving on to the last QB of the tier list. A rookie, Bo Nix, for the Broncos. Now, last quarterback taken in the first round, I think, or it was either him or Penix, but exceeded expectations.
Way exceeded.
Led the team to playoffs, something Russell couldn't do with the same coach, with the same receivers. I would be fine with putting him in B tier, right? I think C is the least for him, but I'll be cool with. We'll put him in B. What do you think?
Give him B just because of his body of work, and he's not going to win the Rookie of the Year. So we'll give him some flowers.
Agreed. Now, that completes the list. I'm going to go over the list real quick. If for some reason you're just listening and not watching the video, S tier, 1 QB, Mahomes. A tier, Goff, Hurts, Lamar, Josh Allen, B tier. Jordan Love, Baker, Jaden Daniels, Stafford, Mahomes, Herbert, Nix, C tier. Young, Dak, Geno, Kyler, Purdy, Russell, CJ Stroud, Tua, D tier. Caleb, Darnold, Winston, Richardson, Rodgers, Drake May. No one gives a shit about tier. Cousins, Strider, Carr, Daniels, Levis, Lawrence, O'Connell, and Minshew. All the other guys that you see on the bottom list, we don't care. We're not doing them. Okay. There should be a bench tier. That's where they're at right now. They didn't make the tier list. Now, but tell us, are we crazy? Or did we get it right? Because I think we got it right. There may be some arguments and stuff that you could say, you know. Maybe, you know, you're somehow fond of this podcast and you're a diehard Chiefs fan. You belong within the S tier. You're crazy. But... let us know, comment, message us. Just don't find us. All right, just keep it online. Keep it
online. And don't sue us.
Exactly. All right. Wait, what do you get? Sue our voices. But I think that's all. I think this is a great success. Hopefully, it doesn't take me too long to edit. But I just want to say thank you everybody for watching. Kyle, do you have any closing statements, closing comments before we end it here?
Fuck you, NFL, for allowing this shit to still happen, where we're getting all this shit shoved down our throat with this whole Taylor Swift fiasco, and all of a sudden the Chiefs are so good, and we have to sit and watch yet another Super Bowl with the focus not being just to play on the field.
Agreed, and we'll leave it on that. We'll see y'all next week. Goodbye.